guys. Welcome to episode 24 of the Summer of Miles podcast. Sad but true, my co-host Sandy Roberts is out of the office today, but we do have Mr. Jeff Caron filling in his spot. We are going to talk about the 2018 Sir Walter Myler Women's Field. So if you haven't met Jeff before, he has been around. He has been programming our women's race since, I believe, 2015. Is that right, Jeff?
That's correct. Happy to be here.
There's Jeff coming in to you from D.C. But we'll get there in a little bit, but we want to run through a few things first. If you're listening, you've probably been following along either through the pop-up mile season or the downhill mile or the session at the Speedway or something along the way. But of course, we wanted to tell you about a few things that we have going before we get to that 2018 Women's Elite Field. If you haven't already, make sure you get over to Runology and check out those Runology times Sir Walter Myler 5-year sunglasses. We got these custom sunglasses made for commemorating the 5 years, and they are awesome. They are dark gray with a nice kind of mirrored lens, polarized, got the Sir Walter logo on the lens and the Runology logo on the inside of the arm. I guess that's what you call it. Only $28. Definitely go pick up a pair of those if you have not already. And if you want to wait it out and see if you can win some, here's what we got. The Mid Pines Barn Run Challenge is here. If you've done our Strava runs before, you know we have a lot of fun with these. If you haven't, go to SirWalterStrava.com. That'll take you right over to our Strava page, the Sir Walter Running Strava page, that is. Go ahead and click join, and all the details are right there. You can also go to SirWalterRunning.com and check that out. If you do not have a Strava account, go ahead and sign up for one. Even Mr. Sandy Roberts is now on Strava. You will start seeing him hit those, give him some kudos come next week once he starts logging those runs. I know he's saving them all up now, and they're just going to start dropping in there. But if you're not familiar with Mid Pines, it is the road that connects Tryon Road and Lake Wheeler over there. A lot of it is gravel, and that is where our run is. So head over to the website at SirWalterRunning.com, and you can check out kind of the route for that. It's an out and back run, 2.5 miles total, so everybody can do it. A lot of fun. And if you run it between now and Monday at midnight, you'll be entered for a chance to win a Summer Miles tank top. And if you run it and email us, SirWalterRunning@gmail.com or SummerMiles@gmail.com, we will hook you up with a post-run polo for the discounted price of $25. So make sure and check that out. And all this is fitting into something we're doing in all of July called the Tour de Walter. What this is we're going to have 4 Strava challenges throughout the month. Every Tuesday we'll announce the new one. You can go through essentially Monday at midnight the following week. Everybody who completes all 4 of these will get a Tour de Walter tank top. And then the men and the women with the lowest overall times for all these 4 challenges put together will get a pair of those Runology Sir Walter Myler Gooder sunglasses we were talking about. So make sure and go check that out. These are a lot of fun. That first one is a good time. You will see some livestock. All right, next up, a few more things about Sir Walter Myler before we get to the field. First up is the very important spectator. If you have seen this seating in the past, this is that seating right by the finish line. Really cool. If you want to be right up on it, right up on everything, have that pre-race party in that special room over at Raleigh Brewing, this is of course for you. For $75, you will get that. You'll get optional rides over to the track. You will get a pair of those Sir Walter Myler Gooder sunglasses, and you will get a Summer of Miles tank top of your choice. So keep in mind, $75. This will be on the Sir Walter Myler page. Just click merch and you'll be able to check that out. Also this year, we're excited to do the Dinner with the Pros again. We are having this over at Runology. We're going to shut it down, turn it into a restaurant of sorts, have a lot of fun in there. All the athletes will be eating there on that Thursday night before the race. And Trophy will be providing the food, providing some beer. Going to be a great night. If you've ever wanted to meet one of these pro athletes, this is your chance. We will have single tickets available for $90 and 2 tickets for $150. This, of course, includes dinner, drinks, and hanging out and enjoying the ride. So check that out. Finally, before we get to the field, our benefactor this year for the Sir Walter Myler will be the KL Cancer Fund. If you're from Raleigh, you're of course familiar with KL, former basketball coach at NC State. And we will be having a few things to benefit that. Of course, we will be bringing back the Run Club Mile Relay and the Run Club Mile. We'll have some details on this on the website, but we will want you to have, we will suggest a donation. Of course, you can give what you can, but we've always had this for free for everybody, and it's a very fun race, but why not give a little bit back to the KL Cancer Fund? A lot of fun for everybody. Speaking of course, that mile relay, everybody wants to know about this. Two men, two women, and then we are going to do a mile after that, so you'll want to have a man and a woman from your run club that will participate in this. The women will be getting a head start. There will be two trophies up for grabs this night. So head over to the website, SirWalterMyler.com. We will have some more info here. And of course, also going to charity. You guys know we always have the special beers over there at Raleigh Brewing every year. This year will be no different. So one we will have is, if you didn't know, Mr. Les Abbott at Raleigh Brewing is a big runner. He has run the pop-up events. He has also got a belt buckle from running the Umpstead 100 Miler. He's going to be making a beer for us right there at Raleigh Brewing. And then, of course, our friends at Wicked Weed in Asheville will be brewing the Run for El Dorado, another beer they're doing just for us. A lot of fun. If you know what that is, great. If you don't, we can help you. But if you email us, summermiles@gmail.com, tell us what you think that means. We might have a tank top for you. First one to explain Run for El Dorado. We'll hit you up. But without further ado, there's your 6 minutes of me. We will bring back in our guest host today to talk about an exciting 2018 women's field at the Sir Walter Myler. Welcome to the Summer of Miles podcast, Mr. Jeff Kieran.
Thanks, Pat. Happy to be back on. Obviously, wish Sandy was here as well, too, but I'll try to fill her shoes as best I can.
Well, when it comes to talking about the women's field, you are better than any of us, Sandy, myself, Steve, Logan, maybe anybody in the U.S. in putting together a women's field. So we're happy to have you here from D.C., Northern Virginia, kind of doing this for the fourth year now. We take a lot of pride in our women's race, and we're really excited to talk about the 2018 field. So let's go ahead and get started. Who's in that first slot?
All right, well, if you guys listened to the show last week or if you were at the Pop-Up Championships, you already know our first official announcement was Sammy George. And so we were really excited about that. We had a feeling that she would be one of the top candidates for this year. And it's been a great tradition that we've had, and really excited to have Sammy as, you know, local, from originally from Raleigh, living here still, ran at NC State. And it's been also just really exciting to see that position get deeper and more competitive every year. So I think she'll be a really good candidate as she's rounding into shape this year.
Yeah, Sammy is having a great year for sure. It's fun to see her resurgence and really kind of pushing that Raleigh Distance project. We're excited to have that group kind of supporting her, and it's going to be fun kind of getting her on the line with the pros. So speaking of, Jeff, who you got first from that pro field?
All right. Well, there's a lot of things I can talk about here, and it was tough to kind of pick which order to go in, but I do want to, you know, start with a little bit of the history. And if some of you guys have heard before that we typically give an auto acceptance to one of our past champions, any of our past champions. So now in our fifth year, we gave four offers early. Those were to Heidi C. in 2014. Unfortunately, she can't be here this year. She's living in Australia now. But we're very excited to announce that Stephanie Garcia, our 2015 champion, will be returning this year. And that year she was, she broke the state record, she broke the Sir Walter Myler record, and it was actually also the number one time in the world that year.
A lot of fun, really put us on the map. I'm sure you guys have probably seen it, but if not, go just search Sir Walter Myler in Sports Illustrated. This was the year we really broke through. I guess it was our second year as a race, but it was our first year we really went all out. And for Steph to kind of lead the whole, those women under the 4:30 barrier, and of course to world leading times, it was a lot of fun, and we're really excited to have Steph back. Certainly a personal favorite and fan favorite of Sir Walter and the Raleigh running crew. So yeah, welcome back, Steph.
Yeah, she's certainly been great. She was actually runner-up last year, and really excited to have her back. I know she's going to be trying to vie for that that championship win again, because we've yet to have a repeating champion.
Very true.
That takes us to our next entry and announcement is Lauren Johnson, our 2016 champion. And again, each year was getting better and better. This took it to an even higher level. She ran 4:25.04, which at that time was the number 10 time in U.S. history for the outdoor mile. And I believe it was the number 3 time in the world that year, in a very competitive year, obviously an Olympic year. So that was really exciting. She also brought 6 women through under 4:30, which became the first race in history to have 6 American women under 4:30 in the mile.
Yeah, we love that. Just showing kind of how this race has gone. That race was just incredible. You never know how it's going to go. Sometimes it's tactical and sometimes it's just super fast. And that was one of those years where tactics were out the window. Just get behind the rabbit and go. And Lauren still has that record and we're excited to have her back.
Yeah, and also some people might remember that she was unsponsored at that time, and to put up that kind of effort, obviously that was some of the motivation for her to put herself on the map and get noticed a little bit more, and fortunately now she's got a great contract with Adidas and BAA and running incredible this year.
We always say what we lack in prize money, we try to set up for a beautiful race so people can set themselves up. So nice work, Lauren. Yeah. Run fast, get signed.
All right. Well, and then that brings us to our 2017 champion who was in both of those races and really contributed to making those races great in 2015 and 2016 is our 2017 returning champion, Amanda Eccleston. So she's set 2 PRs in this race. Again, she became the 59th American woman to break 4:30 in that 2015 race with Steph Garcia. And then she broke her PR running 4:25, close behind Lauren Johnson in that 2016 race. So last year it was a little bit more of a tactical race. And again, sometimes when you get so many great athletes in a race, as you said, it can be a little bit more tactical. And but she was really here to go for that win in her third year. And we're really excited to have her defending champion back.
And if you're listening, Amanda, I'm looking at the tracking right now. On Friday, your Runology Sir Walter Myler gooders will be delivered, which just another thing, we put it on Instagram, but if you didn't see it, if you're running this year in the elite race at Sir Walter Myler or you are a Sir Walter Myler alum, just shoot us a note, either sirwalterrunning@gmail.com or on Instagram. We will send you a pair of these bad boys.
All right. Well, so those are our 3 past champions that we're very excited to have back. And I think all of them will be trying for that 2-time Sir Walter Myler champion. But we also might have a new champion as well, too. So going on to the other entries in the field, one that's been another one that's very near and dear to our heart is Heather Wilson. So she was actually part of that trio that broke 4:30 in the mile in 2015. She became the 60th U.S. female to break that mark, and that's still her PR today. Unfortunately, you know, she couldn't come back in 2016 because of a hamstring surgery that she had to have. But she did come back last year in 2017, was not in the elite field, but did something quite special. I don't know if you want to talk about that, Pat.
She is a world record holder, that is for sure. She came and just brought the heat in the Jean Mile, dropped a 4:58, only woman in history to run sub 5. And the Jean Mile still holds that record while we are currently in Jean Mile season that goes from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So, you know, there will be no Jean Mile this year. So you're safe there for now, Heather, but we're happy to have you back amongst the big race.
Absolutely. She's, again, been really rounded in shape this year and ran a 4:34 earlier in the season. And I think that, you know, in the next few weeks, she's really going to get even better. Hopefully, she'll get under that 4:30 mark again. I know she'd love to get that PR again. So next person I want to announce is one that I think everyone listening to this podcast knows in the field. They might know her under a different name, but that is Megan Manzi. As many of you might know her as Megan Moy. So she's been, you know, she came last year fresh out of college, extended her season. She's NC State grad, NC State record holder. I believe she's still the ACC record holder in a while as well too.
I did not know that. Way to go, Megan. Yeah.
So really excited, obviously, now under a different name. Another near friend of ours, Michael Manzi.
Shout out.
Yeah, so we're really excited to have Megan back. And again, she was trying to break 4:30 in that mark last year. And in a tactical race, she had no fear in getting up front. She led a lot of that third lap and really tried to make a go for it and did set a PR in that race and ran 4:32 earlier this year. So we're really excited to have her here, and hopefully this will be the race that gets her under that 4:30 mark and puts her on that list.
No doubt. Welcome back, Megan. We'll see you in a little bit. You too, Michael.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the challenges of selecting the field is, some people have asked me, do you just go with the, 13, 14 fastest people that apply?
Nope.
And it's really not, one thing that we've really loved doing is one, taking these developing athletes and really showcasing them, giving them that opportunity, and taking people that haven't broken 4:30 in the mile yet, and giving them that opportunity to get on that list, which to date only has 75 Americans on it. And we've been responsible for 6 of those so far. And we have a good class of athletes this year that can potentially go under that mark for the first time. And one of those is actually Megan's teammate, Danny Aragon. And she's been a really big name in the sport. Certainly her whole family, daughter of famous runner Chuck Aragon, competed at the, I think it was 87 World Championships. And then also her sister, Christina Aragon, currently at Stanford. And I think she was third or fourth in the NCAA championships this year. And so really excited to have Danny here. She was an All-American at Notre Dame, where her father went as well, too. And so she's had her first full year as a pro now with New Jersey New York Track Club. And I think that she's in the best shape of her life and really excited to hopefully get her under that 4:30 mark.
Definitely excited to have Danny, and just kind of what Jeff's talking about there. It's fun having these East Coast groups, specifically, that New Jersey, New York Track Club that has a lot of milers come down. We've had them come in every year since we've started this race, so we'll be excited for Danny to take a crack at that 4:30 barrier.
So the last 3 entries that we've talked about have all been from the New Jersey New York Track Club, which, again, as you said, it's a group that we've worked with a lot, going all the way back to Ford Palmer and that first year. And we've been really excited to share that. And we've had some really great interest from pacers for our race as well, too. So I want to take a break from, some of our full mile entries and talk about our rabbit of the field, which is a teammate of Heather, Megan, and Danny, and that's Sierra Brown. This is by far the most elite, prestigious pacer that we've had in our race, and she's been very versatile over 800 and 1500 meters this year, running 1:58. She was third at the U.S. Championships.
Smoking.
And she's also run 4:09 in the 1500. So
y'all better watch out. She might hang in there.
Absolutely, I know.
We have no rules against that. So
that's correct. That's correct. And so, in one thing, to that point, we usually try to pick a pacer that has genuine interest in our race as well, too. And that, if we can't put them in the field this year, hopefully we can have them in future years as well, too. So really excited to have Sierra, and I think that, regardless of what these athletes are asking of pace, we have not specifically nailed that down yet. I know that she'll be able to handle that.
Yeah, I'd say so. 1:58. You can kind of jog 65, right?
Yeah, let's hope. So really excited about that. And talking more about some of our potentials for first time 4:30, this is an athlete that is our first timer this year, and she really showed a lot of interest in our race last year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to accept her, but excited to have her this year. This is Angel Piccirillo, All-American at Villanova. Definitely had, again, a very versatile athlete between 800 and 1500. She ran the 800 at USA's this year and ran a mile PR earlier this season, 4:32. And really excited to have her in this field. She, I think, responded to my email within a few minutes of giving her that offer. And I think she was also the first person that expressed interest when I sent that email out back in May.
It pays to reach out early, no doubt.
It does, and she knew that. So very happy to reward her with that spot on the line. And I know that she'll bring the best that she has for us. So speaking of Villanova, one of her more elder teammates is Emily Lipari.
Wonder Woman.
Yes, absolutely. So Emily has actually run this race twice before. So she was, again, part of that elite field in 2015, the first year that I was managing the women's field. And didn't have her best race there. Came back last year. Again, it was a tactical race, so didn't get that under that 4:30 mark. But fortunately, a few weeks later, she got under that 4:30 mark and became the 73rd American to break 4:30 in the mile at our friend Kyle Merber's race on Long Island. So that was great for her to get out of there, and excited to have her back this year as one of the more elite competitors in our race.
No doubt. Yeah. Welcome back, Emily. Fan favorite.
Absolutely. And so talking about some other veterans, actually last year, the first time we had this athlete, you know, all the athletes that we've talked about so far have been American, U.S. competitors, but we do try to show some love north of the border as well, too.
It's all about the Maple Leaf.
So our next athlete that we're very happy to have back was third this at this race last year is Kate Van Buskirk.
Kate Van Beast on Twitter.
Yep. And so she had a lot of fun here last year. She had a you know, kind of a late start to the season with some injuries, and she was actually unsponsored at this point last year as well too. Now very excited to see her rocking the Nike Swoosh, and so she's also she competed at Duke, so that's another local tie.
Not going to hold that against her, but Kate is good people.
Yes, yes. So certainly, we're not trying to be biased to any specific school, but it is fun to have the rivalry as well too. So of course, we don't have any UNC athletes here this year.
We love them all. Hey, open invite, Carolina, Brie Feldnagel. You want to come run? It's all good.
So, talking about the Maple Leaf, another athlete that we've been talking to for many years and certainly have had a lot of connections to as part of the True Blue Elite group out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, is Nicole Cifuentes. And the reason that we haven't been able to get her in the past is because usually she's competing at the World Championships or Olympic Games.
Yeah.
So, as you talked about last week.
Good problem to have.
Right. So certainly don't hold that against her. You know, that's usually, you know, the one excuse that we're okay with.
When Olympians want to run Sir Walter, it makes everybody feel good.
Yes. And she has some hardware from the World Championships as well, too. She's a bronze medalist.
Incredible.
So we're really excited to have Nicole. Certainly she's heard enough about it from Amanda Eccleston and Shannon Osika, who she trains with.
Great group, yeah.
Yes. And you know, Brooke Handler was part of that group before, sure, as well, too. So, again, we've had a lot of Mike McGuire's athletes come down here, and hopefully that we'll be able to give Nicole the same kind of great experience as well.
I think so, eh?
Hey. So getting down to our last couple athletes. So this next athlete is one that we have had in the past, and she's certainly added a lot of excitement to her career since then. So we had her 2 years ago, and then the following year, last year, 2017, she made a world team. And that is Sarah Vaughn. And so a lot of people know her in the sport as she's unsponsored currently. So hopefully we can help her with that.
America's fastest realtor.
Yes. So she has a full-time job, a realtor, and a mother of three. She's coached by her husband, Brent, and lives in Boulder, Colorado. And just an incredible woman and incredible role model in our sport, and someone that we're very happy to have back. And
definitely always excited to have Sarah. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, three kids and running at this level and making the world team at, you know, 30 plus years old, just hard to even believe. So welcome back, Sarah.
And our last competitor, again, this is someone that we've been talking to a lot over the years, and she's actually has the fastest 1500 time in our field, and that is Sarah Brown. So Sarah is another interesting story. One, interesting because she's super fast.
Yeah.
That she is also a mother, a little bit newer mother. And if you haven't seen her story or followed her story, coming off the 2015 season, actually in the middle of that 2015 season, she had just run 4:03 in the 1500 at Prefontaine Classic, and was getting ready for potentially world championships that year, and you know, started having some difficulty, and then found out that the reason for that was she was pregnant.
I mean, I can't even imagine. 403, having a child. Well, good news, Sarah. Sir Walter's a family-friendly event.
Yes, and we've been really close to that family. I worked with Darren and her husband for a few years at Elliptigo, and really excited to have all of them down. I believe Abigail, their two-year-old daughter now, will be coming down as well, and really excited to give that, continue that comeback story for Sarah. So, you know, she's certainly not done. She's been showing progress since that 2016 season. And one of the stories with that 2016 season we didn't talk about was she gave birth to Abigail in February of 2016, mm-hmm. and was still trying to compete at the Olympic trials just a few months later, which is, most people would say, is impossible.
Yes, for sure. And there's a good video series on that. If you look that up, should be pretty easy to find, that shows kind of her going from childbirth to trying to make that team, shows you how tough it really is to get back to that level of fitness.
And I think that she didn't really get to show off her true fitness in that race at the Olympic trials. She did get very fit very quickly, but then she did have a back problem that forced her to slow down that race, which is unfortunate. And, you know, we don't know ourselves, but certainly any mothers out there know that your body responds in different ways.
I'll take your word for it.
Yes. And so that was one of those side effects of recently having birth, that she had had those back problems. So, but she competed at USA's this year. Actually, she's been testing herself at different distances, moving up to the 5K. And again, we're really excited to have her. She was actually the 37th American to break 4:30 in the mile.
Wow.
So just showing how many years, because that was, you know, only 4 years ago. And so how many athletes have broken it since then, which is really exciting. And so that wraps up our field. We do have one or two other spots that are still in flux right now. A couple pending offers that we have given a little bit more flexibility with. And so there could be some changes in the coming weeks.
You never know. And that being said, of course, everybody that we are announcing today, this is the field as of today. You know, some of these women are racing in Europe right now or racing stateside. They could have injuries. They could have things come up. You know, they might not all be on the line. We certainly hope they all are. But things change. And, you know, we'll be excited to announce a few more. And then, of course, if we do have to make some replacements, we will be excited to do that as well. So, this is no easy task. I wish you guys could see the spreadsheets that Jeff puts together. It is amazing how much thought and detail goes into this. And it's not easy putting these fields together. As you guys can imagine, we want to have the best field possible. And with that comes the fact that we have to tell some people no. When we first started this race, I think we had maybe 8 or 9 women in the elite race, and now we go to 14 or 15, and every year we have to tell people no. So it's exciting to get the people that might have been no's the year before on the line now, and then, of course, moving forward, we're very thankful that everybody wants to run the Sir Walter Miler, and a lot of the reason is because Jeff put so much effort into this field. So I know one thing is for sure, on August 3rd, it is going to be a fast and fun race. So if you hadn't made plans already, make sure you get out there to Meredith. It's going to be a great night. And with that in mind, in a few days, probably dropping Tuesday, we will interview Stephen First, who is helping out Logan Roberts with the men's field, and we will walk through that men's field as well. But before we let you go, Jeff, give us some thoughts putting this field together this year. What kind of comes to mind with what you're looking at here?
Well, again, we talked about some of the challenges of selecting the field, and one for me is I want it to be a balanced field so that not everyone has the same PRs, because that's where you usually get those bunched up races, a little bit more tactical, and then you could have that risk of people tripping and falling. So I really am excited to see if all these athletes are running at their best, it should be strung out pretty nicely. And so I'm really excited to see, you know, those three past champions trying to vie for that second spot. I, of course, as you know, I can't pick favorites, but the things that I, you know, am equally and sometimes even more excited about is those first time sub 4:30s. And I think that we have a really great class, and it's tough to call them developing athletes, you know, developmental athletes or sub elite, because obviously they are very high elite athletes, but those those younger developing athletes that have not broken 4:30. Really excited to give them that shot, and hopefully they'll take advantage of it.
No doubt. It's going to be a lot of fun that night. So make your plans. Check us out, summermiles.com, at summermiles. Thanks to Jeff Caron for coming along today for the ride. We will have, of course, a press release with all this stuff out in a few days, but if you're listening to this now, you heard it here first. So with that in mind, go check out that Strava challenge. Go get those Runology Sir Walter Myler shades, and we will see you soon. Summer Miles out. Could I be, 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 could I be